lot of things sound, you know, like maybe it's a good idea. You know, it sounds good. But you don't really understand what it really is until you look a little bit deeper. Smart grids. I mean, it sounds like a good idea. You have a smart grid. You make sure the power goes where power needs to be and people are taken care of. But a smart grid, when it comes to your electricity, that's not at all what it means. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said a smart grid would mean that somebody down the line somewhere could say, oh, Mr. Gruber, you're using too much electricity today. Your air conditioner is set too low, and we're just going to shut you off for a bit and teach you a bit of a lesson. Right? That's what it's about. Smart grids is having centralized power and not in the homeowner's hands or the business's hands. Jason Isaac is the founder and CEO of the American Energy Institute. He joins me now. Jason, nice to see you again. Good to have
you. Great to see
you,
Steve. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Listen, these smart grids, I mean, I heard RFK Jr. say he thought it was a good idea to be able to turn off the power to my house or your house or to a neighborhood if they were using too much energy to cool their house or heat their house or whatever the case might be. And when you think about these smart meters in people's houses and all of these electronics with AI can talk to each other right now, maybe they turn off my dishwasher or my toaster because I had too much toast today and I'm too fat, whatever it might be, right? I mean, how far does this reach?
Yeah, it reaches right into your home, and it's happening in cities like Denver where people have unknowingly subscribed to these lower tiered rate plans, and then they come home and it's a balmy, sunny, you know, summer day, and their air conditioning's turned up to 80, or it's a cold winter day that happens often in Colorado, and their heat is turned down into the 60s, and that's not safe for the elderly, it's not safe for young people to have temperatures that low, but it is. It's reaching into your home to adjust your electronic devices. You know, they want to force you into an electric vehicle, and then they're going to shut off the charging for that electric vehicle. This is about control. It's about using less electricity. It's another one of their efforts to so-called save the planet while they're destroying the earth to do it.
Right. You know, because let's be clear about this. A smart grid, in my estimation, to use the term, would mean going to one of these modular nuclear power stations, the ones that are about the size of a minivan, right, that can power an entire city. So they're small and they're effective. They create a tremendous amount of power, not bulldozing 1,000 acres of habitat that destroys habitat for deer and turkey and rabbits and squirrels to put in solar panels that are made of, well, toxic chemicals that are made in China that if a hailstorm comes by, like we've seen several times recently in Texas, leaves them completely destroyed and contaminating the ground and the groundwater. I mean, these things are not safe, are they?
No, they're not. They are an environmental disaster, like what happened in Texas a few weeks ago. A hailstorm south of Houston destroyed 3,300-acre solar panel farm. It's a subsidy farm. It's increasing the cost of electricity, decreasing reliability, and then they get all these subsidies. So it increases our tax burdens. We're funding and really subsidizing the Chinese Communist Party because that's where it's made. Well, but that 3,300 acres powers 30,000 homes. By comparison,
that's,
you know,
it's
smart efficiency. 0.84 power plant, you know, nuclear power plant takes up 0.84 acres, powers 2 million homes by comparison. That would be smart.
Yeah, there's my
so
point.
What they're proposing is,
you know,
not smart
Michigan,
at all.
This is really a remarkable thing in Michigan. The Palisades nuclear power plant was shut down a couple of years ago, right? It was shut down and mothballed. And it was sold to be decommissioned. And at the time, the Democrat governor, Governor Whitmer, panicked and said, oh, we don't want to shut that down. He said, it's too late. You know, the decommissioning process is going to. But the company that owns it now got a $1.5 billion conditional loan to reopen a nuclear power plant in Michigan. First time it's ever happened in American history. And add two of those modular nuclear reactors to that facility, it'll power even more places. So stop with the windmill insanity. Stop with the solar panels that destroy habitat. I mean, they talk about deforestation while they're bulldozing trees. I mean, I'm sorry. What am I missing here, Jason?
Governor Whitmer has handed out basically some tax subsidies, federal and state, to the Chinese Communist Party to build a battery power plant.
Right.
But they don't have enough electricity to even power the plant. So now they go with their hand out. Because they're a blue state, they put these policies in place that have made electricity more expensive. They made it scarce. It's like ESG is what I call it. It's expensive, scarce, and government controlled, and you're left footing the bill. It's higher cost, less reliability. And so now they've gone out to the Biden administration, which has obliged, was a low interest loan $1.5 billion from taxpayers to reopen, like you said, the first time this has happened, reopen and repower a nuclear power plant.
Well, at least
they just don't
embrace
American energy.
Yeah, at least it's a step in the right direction because, you know, these modular nuclear factories, you know, if you had one for a medium-sized city like Grand Rapids, what do they have? 250,000 people? You need one nuclear reactor, small one, could run the whole place. That way you don't have this panic of a three-mile island that still people have in their minds, right? You don't have that kind of disaster sitting there waiting to happen, potentially, no matter what happens. Earthquake, storm, doesn't matter. This is smart energy. And, Jason, we need a lot more smart energy. We need coal. We need natural gas. We need oil. And we need nuclear. We do not need these giant turbines made in China that, by the way, to get there, they're burning coal that comes from West Virginia and Wyoming to build these in part. It makes no sense whatsoever. I'll give you the last word, a little common sense to close us out.
No, and you're absolutely right. And those are the fuel sources that the American energy represents. We've got energy producers that are our members that produce American energy and want to do so in a free market without subsidy. So we need to eliminate the subsidies, the market distortions, not only from governments, but also from these financial institutions that are discriminating against responsible American energy producers that produce energy more responsibly than anywhere on the planet and do so improving our quality of life and our environmental health. We've reduced pollution 80% in this country over the last five decades, and we're number one when it comes to clean and access.
Not even close.
Yeah, clean and safe water.
No,
yeah. We're number one.
Not
it's
even
great.
Close. We
All
are the
powered
cleanest,
by American energy.
We are the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation on Earth and in the history of the planet. Jason, you're exactly
Amen.
Right. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. So stop the insanity. More nuclear, more natural gas, less windmills, less solar panels, less BS for the little kids, all right? We'll take a break. Mike Rogers coming up. He's running for U.S. Senate. He was at the event with me yesterday in Grand Rapids with Donald Trump. We'll get his take around the corner.